A year ago today, 14 members of an Ohio-based Marine Reserve company were killed in Iraq. 2 days earlier, the same unit lost 6 men. The 3rd Battalion, 25th Marine Regiment, is based in Brook Park, near Cleveland, and suffered some of the highest casualties of any one unit. The experience gave the battalion an expertise other branches of the military are now drawing on. From member station WKSU, Renita Jablonski reports.
This time last year, Gunnery Sergeant David Norris was pulling files of nearly 24 Marines who were just killed near Haditha. He then had to knock on doors to deliver the tragic news to parents and spouses.
It's still difficult dealing with the families. You make a bond that you never let go. Someone put it, it is the worst way to meet the nicest people.
The emotion in his eyes is balanced by a stiff upper lip.
I personally think it would probably be easier to go back to Iraq than to remain behind and deal with all the casualties and everything that came back out of Iraq. It just takes a physical and mental drain on you.
But since Norris is nearing retirement, he'll likely end his military career in the plain brick building that's home to the 325. He now travels to other units to lecture about preparing for mass casualties. The next stop is in Kansas City, where he'll talk to a unit readying for deployment. Norris says he'll tell them to have a plan in place to deal with the media, also to keep emergency records up to date to make it easier to contact next of kin. Some other connections are out of his control. Edie DeArmond says what she wants is for more of the Marines who served with her son Nathan to reach out to her.
Since the guys came back, I thought that I'd get more contact from them, and that really hurt my feelings. I haven't hardly had any contact.
DeArmond does get support, though, from other battalion parents like Rosemary Palmer. After her son, Edward Augie Schrader, was killed, she and her husband began speaking out against the war. Paul Montgomery, who also lost his son in Iraq, disagrees with that approach. But politics aside, 1 year later, the families do appear to have more similarities than differences. Montgomery says sometimes just turning on the radio can be difficult.
Every time I hear "I Love This Bar," I think about him. One of the bars here in Willoughby that he really liked hanging out. I mean, he knew all the guys there. He's known the family for years.
19 miles away in Cleveland, Rosemary Palmer and her husband may be listening to the same station, having a similar reaction.
The one song that always, it's the country western song, "I Love This Bar." That's Augie. You know, he even talked about, you know, maybe opening that kind of bar. The place that everybody comes, everybody hangs out.
Outside the battalion building in Brook Park, the message decorating the fence 1 year later in large yellow letters is simple. God bless 325. Thank you. For NPR News, I'm Renita Jablonski.
We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about